Hungary, U.S. reporters comparing Prime Minister Orbán to Stalin ahead of Trump meeting are Soros underlings. By Jack Montgomery on May 13, 2019. Hungary has ridiculed the mainstream media's comparison of conservative populist Premier Viktor Orbán to Stalin and Pol Pot ahead of a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Orbán, a Cold War anti-communist dissident and the first European leader to openly back President Trump, was re-elected for a third consecutive term with a parliamentary supermajority on a platform promoting Hungary's national identity and Christian heritage over EU federalism and multiculturalism, and strong borders and support for the family and child-rearing over mass migration and state-sponsored diversity. The platform was unpopular with European Union elites and the globalist commentariat on both sides of the Atlantic. However, and a long-anticipated meeting between Orbán and Trump has been met with a storm of condemnation from the left neoliberal media, prompting a robust response from the Hungarian government. This week, if you're to believe the East Coast liberal elite, Prime Minister Orbán not only does not belong in the Oval Office, he dreams of liquidating the intelligentsia. You know, like Pol Pot or Joseph Stalin, wrote government spokesman Zoltán Kovács. I swear, you can't make this stuff up. Those gems above, that the Hungarian Prime Insider doesn't belong in the White House and that Prime Minister Orbán equals Stalin, come to us thanks to the Washington Post and The Atlantic. The author of the WAPO article, an analyst at the George Soros-funded Human Rights First and a former Obama appointee to the U.S. State Department, Kovács alleged. Readers would be disappointed if I didn't bring up Soros. So here we go. Human Rights First is not only funded by George Soros' Open Society Foundation. It is one of OSF's so-called core grantees. That means they're funded to produce writing and carry out advocacy against the Orbán government and others like us who oppose their liberal agenda, the government spokesman explained. Kovács laid similar accusations against The Atlantic reporter, observing, here's the list of sources he quoted for the article. Michael Ignatieff, the Central European University Rector, East von Rev, also CEU, Balázs Trencséni, CEU, Paul Lendvai, Peter Kreko, Judit Sándor, CEU, and an opposition activist named Imre Szijjártó. What do all of the above have in common? I'll give you one guess, an apparent reference to the fact the CEU is funded by Mr. Soros. The Orbán government's relationship with the Obama-era State Department was not a happy one. However, and remained frosty for some time after Trump's inauguration despite his warm words for the Hungarian leader. The Hungarians believed that a £700,000 media fund allocated to Hungary by the State Department, in particular, amounted in effect to foreign interference on behalf of the political opposition, driven by a liberal cabal hostile to their government's anti-globalist stance. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.